It's The Currents Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Monday, January 7th. I'm Jay Gabler.
And this is Jade with more festival talk on the way, but we're not looking at music this time around.
And we'll be talking about the Golden Globes, which usually don't have a lot of music news, but oh boy did they this year. But first, a few of today's headlines. On Saturday, Wayne Coyne got married. And of course, it was inside a giant plastic bubble.
Yes, his hamster wheel. Of course.
Yes.
I feel in my mind, he just travels around inside of his home, just in it constantly.
Or at least like has it ready for when he needs to go inside the bubble, which for other people might be like an introverted moment, like keep the world out. But I feel like for Wayne Coyne, it's like when he wants to party, he's like, blowing up the bubble. Come on, come on. So he brought his new wife and longtime partner, Katie Weaver, inside the bubble in Oklahoma City on Saturday. They got married with Flaming Lips bandmates. And of course, Miley Cyrus was there as well.
How sweet is it that he welcomed someone else into his bubble?
A little symbolic. On Friday, Britney Spears announced an indefinite work hiatus to care for her ailing father, Jamie Spears. That means the cancellation of the new Las Vegas residency that was scheduled to begin next month.
And this is pretty big news because he has also been sort of her guardian.
Yeah, totally. That is the big question because you're right. He has, along with a lawyer, had guardianship over her legal and financial matters since that much publicized breakdown in 2008. And a little bit of background on his health issues. Late in 2018, Jamie Spears spent a month in the hospital after his colon ruptured. His daughter says that incident was near fatal. So she issued a statement announcing this indefinite hiatus. And she wrote, "We have a very special relationship, and I want to be with my family at this time, just like they have always been there for me." Drummer Honey Lantry has died of breast cancer at age 75. She was a member of the Honeycombs, a British rock group that had a UK number one and US top five hit with their 1964 single, Have I the Right?
And she was kind of like the face of that band.
Yeah, Lantry was one of the few female drummers to play in a commercially successful 60s rock group. Her bandmate Martin Murray said that she spontaneously jumped behind a drum kit one day during a scheduled guitar lesson and proved to be, quote, a born natural drummer. And once they had a hit, the band had to endure untrue rumors that they constantly denied that she hadn't actually played the drums on the record. Of course she did, and they had a great little run, but they did break up in 1967. She went back to her previous job as a hairstylist, but she did rejoin the Honeycombs for occasional reunions over the years.
Have I the right to hold you? You know I've always told you that we must never...
The lineup for this year's Coachella came out last week, and I'm going to say it's pretty good. Janelle Monáe, Childish Gambino, Tame Impala, Aphex Twin, Ariana Grande, solid festival lineup to kick off the festival season. And now a new message is out this week from the Art and Music Festival, officially saying on their website that there will be trained safety ambassadors and a zero tolerance policy to try and keep sexual harassment at bay. And Jay, this is something that you and I've talked about before. This is something that's been popping up quite a bit at festivals. You know, people have been trying to create this safe and welcoming vibe, whether it's the artists on stage making it clear that they're not going to put up with any harassment in the audience, to festivals going to specifically one gender, or adding things like this no tolerance policy. So the actual policy will be there's going to be trained safety ambassadors throughout the festival grounds. They're going to set up tents with counselors for anybody who needs extra support or a quiet minute away. And that any form of harassment or assault, verbal, sexual, physical, will mean concert goers will lose their $600 wristband.
And hopefully it's successful, because certainly sexual harassment and abuse at festivals is it too strong to say pervasive?
Teen Vogue did this interview with like 57 people, and every single one of them had been harassed at Coachella.
I read that the festival's also debuting all-gender restrooms this year, which brings up the question of the festival founder, Philip Anschutz, who has donated quite a bit of money to anti-LGBTQ causes.
Yeah, this has been something that people talk about a lot when they talk about Coachella. You know, where are you putting your money towards? Are you putting it towards a cause that you believe in? You know, you kind of have to think about that when you're making an investment. So let's just keep it simple. You're at a music festival. Go to enjoy the music. Don't go to make people feel uncomfortable. Just enjoy yourself. And I'm just going to use this now as an excuse to listen to music that will make you feel good. Coachella act Lizzo in her new self-love anthem, Juice.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Don't say it because I know I'm cute. Ooh, Louis down to my drawers. LV all on my shoes. Ooh, I be dripping so much sauce. Got a bin looking like bread goo. Ooh, lit up like a crystal ball.
So at the Golden Globes on Sunday night, there was one award that was no surprise. Best Original Song went to Shallow from A Star Is Born.
But I do have to say, Jay, I thought A Star Is Born was going to win a lot more awards.
Everybody did. I mean, Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga were down front and center. No one could even get to that stage without somehow brushing one or both of them. It was clear that the expectation was that they were just going to be up and down those stairs all night long. They could have got Best Actor. They could have got Best Actress. They could have got Best Drama. But the only award that the movie got was for that Best Original Song. The upset winner for Best Drama was Bohemian Rhapsody, the Queen biopic. It also won, less surprisingly, Best Actor for the amazing Rami Malek. But I don't think that when Brian May and Roger Taylor of Queen went to the Golden Globes on Sunday night, I don't think they thought they would probably be up there accepting the Best Picture trophy.
Well, especially when it was in the drama category instead of the musical comedy. I don't really understand exactly how they get into what categories they do, but I will say I enjoyed Bohemian Rhapsody quite a bit, but mainly because of Rami Malek, so I'm glad that he won the award.
I thought that was sort of the conventional wisdom, was that Rami Malek was amazing, probably will get a lot of nominations, could even get some awards, but that the movie as a whole was kind of eh. Well, the Golden Globes thought, no, this was it, and they gave it the big award last night. Producer Graham King dedicated the award to Freddie Mercury, saying, "Thank you for showing us the power of embracing your true self. This one is for you." Here's what Rami Malek had to say when he was accepting that Best Actor award.
And of course, to Queen. To you, Brian May. To you, Roger Taylor, for ensuring that authenticity and inclusivity exists in the music and in the world and in all of us. Thank you to Freddie Mercury for giving me the joy of a lifetime. I love you, you beautiful man. This is for and because of you, gorgeous. Mwah.
So it was a nice moment. But yeah, Lady Gaga lost Best Actress to Glenn Close, who was...
Who's Glenn Close.
Who is Glenn Close. Gave a very moving acceptance speech. But anyway, Lady Gaga didn't even get many words in when she did go up to accept Best Song with her co-writers. Mark Ronson did most of the talking, although he wrapped up with praise for the singer and star. Lady Gaga did get a few seconds to get a few words in. Here's what she had to say.
As a woman in music, it is really hard to be taken seriously as a musician and as a songwriter. And these three incredible men, Andrew Wyatt, Anthony Rosimondo, Mark Ronson standing with me, they lifted me up. They supported me. Thank you also to Ben Rice for working on this song with us. We love you. Thank you. And Bradley, I love you.
So does this mean we'll now see Brian May at the Oscars as well? People seemed amused by his presence at first. People would be up on stage saying, "This is such an incredible, crazy night. Oh my gosh, Brian May is out there." Maybe he thought the same thing. Well, so yes, probably now we are going to see some members of Queen at the Oscars, although it's not necessarily clear it's going to be for another Best Picture win. Only half the time does the Oscar for Best Picture go to one of the Globe's Best Picture winners. The other big winner on Sunday was Green Book, a road movie about race relations in the 1960s South. Well, our viral clip today is, once again, the always charming Chance the Rapper.
And it's Chance talking to little puppets. I mean, how you can't get much cuter than the adorable Chance the Rapper chatting it up with Cookie Monster.
It is a really cute clip. So this is a new clip out from Sesame Street. And Chance the Rapper is in a skit with Cookie Monster and Elmo. And the premise of the skit is that Elmo is directing. He's got his little beret on. So, you know, he's the director. He's directing a play. They're doing T is for theater. They're doing a little play about a monster who loves cookies. But I think we're trying to teach kids something about drama and acting here, because Elmo decides to cast the role of the cookie-loving monster with Chance the Rapper.
And Chance is very excited about this. Cookie Monster less so.
Well, and Chance turns out to be, in this skit, not such a great actor when he's trying to imitate a monster who loves cookies. And Cookie Monster is just losing it. Here's what happens.
All right, everybody, flatten the top.
Oh,
okay,
me.
Here we go. Take the cookie.
I'm trying. He will not let go.
Okay, let go of the cookie.
Sorry. It's force of habit.
Nummy.
No. Stop. That was very good, Chance, and we liked your energy very much. But the line is, num. The line
right.
is num, num, num. Okay, let's try that
this,
one more time,
this
okay?
not happening.
Okay, oh, you know what, Chance? You know, when you eat that cookie, you know, like, really eat that cookie. Like get
num,
it.
Num, num, really
yeah,
eat the
really
cookie.
Really feel
got
it. Feel the scene, okay?
I'm actually not
okay,
that
Okay, here we go, everybody.
Me don't believe this.
Those are today's headlines. You can see that clip and read more about all those stories over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Our producer is Anna Wagle. Wherever you get your podcasts, however you're listening to us, if there's a way to rate and review, that would be the best New Year's gift you could give us. Please and thank you. We'll be back tomorrow with more headlines.
Today I missed my workout, but it worked out. Now I'm missing work now, but it worked out. Had to buy a crib for up on my first house. Had my first kid, I love how she turned out. I love how she turned up, even if I'm burnt out. I'ma have so many seeds, I could have a bird house. Summer love on a mama, I hope it works.